98.1 FM. This is KCIM Carroll.
KCIM Sports presents the Pizza Ranch Saturday Morning Coaches Show with Sports Director Jeff Blankman.
Good Saturday morning, Jeff Blankman with you here. Thanks again, John Ryan. It's the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Let's tell you who's going to be joining us here today. Joe Daniels, Shane Vaughn, Randy Beeson, Sean Minahan, Katie Cook, Justin Yatmar, and Eric Nagel. We'll talk with Deb Danner coming up next week as they have their district tournament going on today. Of course, we're going to quickly run you through what happened at last night's sports, including state wrestling from yesterday. We'll start off with the morning session, where Macy Rasmussen went 1-0 in her matches. Sadie Smith and Emery Kramer would both finish up 1-1, with both wrestlers finishing up in seventh place. Now, in the afternoon session, Brianne Kiger of Carroll also went 1-1. She would bring home a medal for a seventh place finish. And Macy Rasmussen, of course, who won her semifinal round matchup in the morning, had to wrestle for the championship last night. She would fall in that matchup, but does bring home a second-place finish. A great honor for Macy Rasmussen out of Audubon. Boys basketball last night, Carroll falling to Ballard 58-41. It was Talon Crando with 4 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 steals. Kemper knocked off Shenandoah 73-54. Dylan Joan, 8 points, go with 3 rebounds and 3 steals. It was also Audubon defeating Loma 64-43. Jorgen Nowatzki, 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 steals. South Central Calhoun down Manson Northwest Webster 48-25. No stats reported for the Titans. It was Peyton Chardin falling to Woodbine 60-46. Phoenix Hartman with 10 points and 2 steals. Icamp Manning loses late to AHST Avoca Walnut 67-61. Ashton Arenholtz, 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. Esack County falls to Southeast Valley 68-42. It was Beckham Kluver with 6 points, with 3 rebounds and 3 assists. Glenn Ralston falls to Cam 57-43. Landon Rohrbeck had 9 points to go with 6 rebounds, and Coon Rapids Bear down to Bowyer Valley 65-39. Ty Hayden, 9 points to go with 8 rebounds. Let's move over now to girls' basketball action. It was Kemper defeating Shenandoah 44-36. Elsa Tiefenthaler with 16 points. Carroll last night falls to Ballard 59-18. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard had 3 points. South Central Calhoun over Manson Northwest Webster 44-29. Sadie Wheelock with 9 points, 9 rebounds, 3 steals, and 4 blocks. Coon Rapids Bear defeated at Bowyer Valley 62-34. It was Ella Heidoff with 9 points and 5 rebounds. Woodbine topped Peyton Chardin 67-32. Kalia Minahan with 7 points. It was Ike Manning falling to AHST of Oka Walnut 37-35. Keegan Aishai 13 points to go with 8 rebounds and 2 steals. It was Glenn Ralston losing to Cam 47-45. Cassidy Wink with 9 points, 9 rebounds, 4 steals, and 2 block shots. Esack County over Southeast Valley 52-19 for the Raiders last night. It was Wendy Veit with 4 points to go with 2 assists and 3 steals. We'll talk with Joe Daniels about the state wrestling tournament and the Tigers girls wrestling season when we come back here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCM. Jeff Blankman joined here on this Saturday morning by Joe Daniels. Of course, he is the head girls wrestling coach of the Carroll Tigers. They had a very nice run down at the state meet, of course, taking 4 girls down. So, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. You get another medalist in Bree Kiger last night. Got to be a pretty good feeling about how things went.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, brought 4 girls here, yep. Which... you know, that's an improvement from last year. Happy to see that. Glad we were able to bring a junior along with us so we can have a returning qualifier next year. And of course, you know, our 3 OGs that have been there all along, the captains, they all 3 made it. So, yeah, good turnout to the tournament. Happy for them.
start with those three seniors, as you said, the captains. We'll start with Bree. She had a seventh place finish, kind of an up and down run for her a little bit, I think, but she ended up being pleased with that seventh place finish, even though she said it might be the craziest finish to a match she's maybe ever wrestled.
And that would be fair. That would be a fair statement. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I always tell them, if you can't get to the finals, you at least want to finish with an odd number. That means you go out on a win. Definitely an unconventional way to get there. But, you know, we've wrestled that girl several times, kind of know what's coming. Defended that same shot really well earlier in this tournament. But she fired through a little bit harder this time and got us down. She was staying calm under pressure like she always does. She was ready to put up a fight. Really wasn't expecting that cradle to come. Cradle was pretty decent, but Bree got into position before she could get turned over. So they transitioned back to try to get that pin, and Bree just did her patented bridge, ended up turning into the right way and flattened the other girl out, got a pin there. That's called a defensive pin. You see one about every 12 years. But, yeah, you know, we'll take a win any way we can. We talk about it all the time. We don't care if it's ugly or not. We're just trying to win a match. So definitely did what she needed to do, got the job done there, and she walks away with an odd number, which was, you know, the next best thing to a finals match.
The two Emmas, Emma Daniels, of course, and then Emma Grossman, the other two seniors that made it down. We'll start with Emma Daniels. She came down here, I think, with some high hopes. A couple of injuries, especially in her placement, or, you know, placement match, kind of the match to try and get her into the placements match, kind of cost her a little bit down there.
Yeah, you know, and we talk about it with all the girls, but nobody here is 100%. So right. you gotta weather that storm a little bit. That's all kind of part of the sport. Going in there a little bit taped up here and there, but trying to do her best, you know, and heavyweights, you're always, no matter how good you're doing, no matter the score, you're always one move away from being flat on your back. It's just the way that the weight class goes. We usually get lucky in some of those situations, and we just weren't quite as lucky this time around. No real excuse for injuries. Her last match, she gets injured in the middle, you know, third period of that one. She's tough, trying to wrestle through something that maybe we didn't need to try there. But she didn't want to give up there. She was one win away from placing again. So she pushed through that and didn't work out for her. But she's got more to go. She's got a future going to wrestle in college and stuff. And same with Grossman.
Yep.
She comes in here and gets surprised a couple of times as well. I think, you know, we're in good positions in both of those matches, and we just kind of make a bad decision, go the wrong direction or whatever. Again, one little mistake, and you know, she found herself on her back, couldn't get out. So. Both of them are really close to what they wanted. Both of them showed up, and you know, the tournament, it is what it is. I mean, it's supposed to be hard. It's hard for a reason. So,
yeah. And all of them having great seasons. Maggie Dirks also having a great season, as you said. Now you get a qualifier coming back next year. She picked up a win down here, so that's good for her, or and stuff. But to get here was pretty special for her.
Right. Yeah. I mean, first full season for her.
Yeah.
Not a lot of experience there, making small mistakes along the way, but always finding ways to win ugly or whatever you want to call it. Just tough as nails. Just going after people, not afraid to take shots. You know, she comes into the tournament as a bottom seed, 16, has to wrestle the number one seed right out of the gate. Girls in the finals. So that tells you the level of competition she was up against from the beginning, but she didn't let that get her down. And she took the first two shots in that match, so that just goes to show she was never really scared of it.
Right.
Just coming in here with a Dirks mentality, ready to go, trying to represent the team, trying to represent the town, and there was just too much firepower for her in the first match. And the rest of the day, you know, same thing there. She's trying, she's going, she's producing some offense. Just gets caught in a couple of mistakes here or there, little tiny things, but luckily for her, she's not a senior, so we can go back, we can look at some of those things, we can make some adjustments, and you know, next year people better watch out at 1:30.
coach, overall this season, you were so pleased with this team. I thought you might get six or seven down here because you had such a deep team and talented team. So overall on the season, kind of very happy with the way things turned out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, winning that regional championship, I don't think anybody was really expecting that, except maybe the ones in our room. You know, qualified four, but we also had another one in the finals. We had, I think we got three girls to get third there. So, you know, that's a total of seven that almost came. As a whole, you know, we had multiple girls over 30 wins. We just did everything that we could do. This team's never won a tournament ever, and this year we won two. Again, one of them being regionals, probably the most important one of them all.
Yep.
Didn't get a chance to have our conference tournament that we really wanted because of weather, but that's all part of it. So, you know, it's the sky's the limit for this team, and we got a lot of good junior high girls coming up. We'll have a tough freshman class to replace these seniors. We'll be ready to go right away as soon as season starts next year.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time on these Saturday mornings. Enjoy an off season after a great season with the Carroll Tigers, and thanks for everything.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Joe Daniels again with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team, back with more here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Pizza Ranch Coaches Show rolling on here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCM. Of course, we're talking at Kemper girls and boys wrestling, not right now, with head coach Shane Vaughn. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, good to be here.
You bet, Coach. You've been hanging out down in Coraville, down at the Extreme Arena with the girls' state wrestling meet. Sadie Smith finishing up seventh with a really nice seventh-place match and a good tournament for her. I think she was pretty pleased with that and to get a medal. So what's that experience like, you know, to get that as a coach, to have a girl medal for you?
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, you see the work they put in really their whole life leading up to this moment. I only got to work directly with the girls this year, but I've always seen the work that Sadie puts in and the mindset and mentality she brings to the team. So it was good to see that pay off for her and kind of close out her high school career on a good note down here.
She was not the only girl you had down there. Kara Schutte and Lucy Potov joined her down there. So kind of talk overall how you felt like things went for all three of them. If I remember correctly, everybody got a win, which is really cool to see.
Yeah, no, it was a good experience for them. Those younger two getting down here, just getting it here in general is a good experience, a good achievement for them, really, really cool stuff for them to have that happen in their young seasons. But then all three girls getting a win is really awesome to have. You know, they get down here and that win, you know, you prove you belong by getting here, but then when you get a win here, it makes you feel it more like in your heart, like, okay, I can do this. And they can build off that as they move into their sophomore and junior seasons, respectively.
I know you said your first year working with the girls, but you've been able to kind of watch their practices. Did anything as you took this program over this year and kind of continued to grow it catch you off guard, surprise you about how talented of a group you have?
Yeah, I mean, I knew we were going to have a young team, so I kind of figured it'd be a bit of a growing year, but the young girls stepped up right away. You know, from this team, we have two girls graduating, one state qualifier and then another one who was in and out of our lineup all year. You know, great contributor, great girl to have in the room, but we bring a lot of girls back. So we had a great season, but the future looks bright. We're going to keep building onward and upward from here and keep trying to, you know, get good numbers in the room and keep putting out a good product, hopefully.
Who do you want to kind of highlight a little bit out of those younger girls? I'm sure a lot of them, but who are some of the girls that you really think this program can continue to build around?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, all of them are, you know, all those young girls are good. We had a lot of girls in the lineup this year that had success at various points in the year. You know, like we talked about, Lucy and Kara getting down here is huge. Riley Massey beat several girls that are down here and was close to making it herself. So she's got a bright future ahead. Same with, like, Riley Sommerfeld and other Schutte sister, Anna. Madigan Hoyt, you know, Claire Allman and Abby Carver made big strides this year as well. Like, really top to bottom of our room, the girls were getting better and committed, and it was cool to see and really fun to be a part of.
Let's switch over to the boys, Coach. They've had a couple of meets. I know last Saturday you were down at the Hawkeye 10 down in Glenwood, and then Thursday night while you were down at State, they wrestled in a quad. So let's start with the Hawkeye 10 where you were at. What stood out for you?
You know, it was kind of eye-opening. Obviously, we've had a bit of a tough year on the guys' side of things, but we were starting to feel a little more confident. We went out and didn't have a great performance. All of our guys knew it. You know, none of them felt like they wrestled their potential, and so that was kind of that wake-up call. You know, hopefully it sparked them, and it looks like it did based on how Thursday went. But they just got to keep putting the work in and, you know, try to be peaking at the right time and doing our best wrestling at districts and hopefully the state tournament.
What were those conversations like after what sounds like a disappointing Saturday?
You just got to be honest. You know, it's, you want to build kids up, you want to, you know, help their confidence stuff, but at the same time, I can't lie to them and be like, hey, it's all sunshine and rainbows when we don't perform. We got to kind of evaluate and, hey, what are we doing wrong? Like, why do we feel like this is happening, and what can we do better to make sure this kind of performance doesn't happen again? So we had some productive conversations and a good week of practice to follow that.
What was the focus in practice?
Just a lot of working harder, you know, putting things together. You know, even in a tough day at Hawkeye 10, like, we do things well, but then we stop wrestling. And, you know, you get a great shot, you stop wrestling, all of a sudden you get reversed and you're in back and match is over. You know, things like that can't happen. So just continuing to wrestle for 6 minutes straight through is big for us.
You mentioned that things went better on Thursday night at the quad. What did you hear about what went better and who did well?
Yeah, you know, it was tough. We had I'm down here in Coralville, and I'm getting texts from the building secretaries about, you know, so-and-so called in sick, so-and-so called in sick. So I kind of had a point half of the day where I called Coach Gross, and I'm like, do we have enough guys to go? Like, is it worth the gas to go wrestle this dual meet? We had four guys, and those four were like, heck yeah, let's do it. So we knew dual score wasn't going to, you know, be something that we cared about that night. But those four guys could go in and put in good individual performances, and it sounds like they did. You know, McGuire Hoyt went 3-0. Sounds like he had a pretty strong performance, really rounding the shape at this point of the year. Beckett Wernemont went 2-1. Kyler Thielen he's a JV guy that stepped in the varsity lineup and got a win right away. Good things out of Peyton Starr as well. So really, for those four, you know, dual score aside, it sounds like they had a good night and are taking steps in the right direction.
For them, their state qualifying is now a week away this coming Saturday. So for you, what's the focus this coming week in practice to get them ready for that?
I mean, it sounds cliche, but just continue to get better. You know, we're starting to get better in different positions, but continue to put it all together and flow from one thing to the next and, you know, have that whole, like, complete match performance instead of little flashes of greatness.
Well, coaches, always appreciate you joining us. Thanks for everything down at the State Wrestling Tournament. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet. Head Coach Shane Vaughn again with the Kemper Boys and Girls Wrestling Teams. We're back with more here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show.
At Mackey Motors, growth means opportunity. And right now, we're looking for two full-time ASC certified technicians to join our team. If you're ready for a shop that values your skills, you'll find it here. We offer competitive pay, paid time off, 401k, health and life insurance, and a positive professional work environment. If you're an ASC certified technician looking for stability, great benefits, and a room to grow, let's talk. Stop by Mackey Motors in Lake City for more information.
Together, let's drive. Mackey Motors in Lake City. Mackey Motors.
Coming back to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on this Saturday morning on 1380 AM 95.1 FM KCIM. Randy Beeson of the Carroll Tigers boys basketball team going to be joining me here. Coach, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Guys, up bright and early last night, played a game against Ballard. It was a matchup between the number two team and the number five team. You guys had a chance to split the conference title, but that game coming down 58-41, you guys fell. Talk to me about that game over at their place. What was it like to play in that environment?
They had a great crowd, a little cheer show halftime of the girls' game, brought in a lot of people, so the place was packed. A fun environment, and, you know, our guys came out. We turned it over, first possession, they go down, miss a layup, get an old board and put back 2-0. I think next possession, I think we probably turn it over again. They come down, hit a 3-5-0 to start. And, you know, you start thinking, man, this is who they are, and this is going to be tough. But our guys settled in, did a good job. You know, we're down 4 at the end of the first quarter, 19-15. And then second quarter, we really struggled to score. Landon Peterson hit a 3-quarter shot right at the buzzer. They're going to halftime, and that was our fifth point in the second quarter. So we'd only scored 2 points, one basket for the first 4 minutes of the second quarter, and then he hit that three to end the second quarter. So I got outscored 13-5 in the second quarter, and I mean, they're so physical. They're so long and lanky. There's not a lot of easy shots out there. They do a good job of trying to block your shots on the three-point line, so you got to be able to pump fake and get around them, and they do a good job of clogging up the paint and protecting the basket. So, you know, we got some fouls called early on, especially in the first quarter. We went to the foul line and made some free throws. I think Trey went 4 for 4 in the first quarter from the free throw line. Talon made 2 free throws. So we did a good job attacking and getting to the foul line. Unfortunately, in the second quarter, there's only 2 or 3 fouls called, and we didn't get as many opportunities to go to the foul line. And, you know, they're so scrappy. You got to be strong with it. And, you know, when it's physical like that, all of a sudden turnover leads to 2 points the other way. And we turned it over a little bit there too much in the second quarter. But I think down 12 going into the third quarter. And Trey hit a 3 to start the third quarter and did some nice things. But it got to about 15 to 20 points most of the way. And, you know, what I love is our guys fought till the way in. I mean, they competed. We moved Jared Moore to the point guard spot with Mac being gone. And, you know, Jared's good. He's smart. But he's never been the full-time point guard. So we put him in some tough positions. We made him guard Abbott, who's one of Ballard's best players. So I don't think Jared came out of the game the whole time. So we give our guys credit for competing and doing some good things. You know, again, you look at the final score and go, man, you know, you got beat by 17. But our guys executed a game plan. Louis did a nice job of protecting the paint. Had 5 or 6 blocks and up with 12 rebounds. We weren't bad defensively. Again, just a couple too many turnovers that led to easy ones on the other end. And we just struggled to score.
Coach, for you guys, you come up tomorrow with Dennis and Schleswig. Very short turnaround for you guys as well for a non-conference game. What is it like to prepare? I mean, you go from a game on Tuesday, a little bit of time to prepare for Ballard, but how do you prepare for a game after a game, kind of immediately right after?
Yeah, you know, luckily we've done back-to-back games. Unfortunately, it was earlier this week, so a lot of games in a short stretch. You know, we played Monday and then I had to go on the road and play against Monterey. So the nice thing about this one is we're home today, so that should help out. But again, it's one game at a time. So we've talked a little bit about Denison today before the game, and we'll touch base again before the game starts. But it's one game at a time. So to be honest, last night we were ready and prepared for Ballard. And again, Coach Tegas does a lot of the scouting report and things like that. So he did a good job to get us prepared. And hopefully we can find a way to play well today. And then, you know, we told the guys last night, it's a big week ahead of us. You know, playing in big games like that against Ballard is one of the top-ranked teams in the state, good environment, games are going to be like. So the nerves, you know, the nervousness going into those games, now you've been able to play. I've been in that position, and I think that'll only help us down the stretch when we get to hopefully a sub-state game or, you know, second round of districts where we're playing against tough teams. So, again, proud of our guys' effort last night. You know, a lot of guys played extra minutes. Landon Peterson, Jay Schabel came off the bench and did some nice things. Talon Crandall got the start, had 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Didn't look scared out there and competed and did some nice things defensively too. So, again, just proud of our guys' effort from start to finish last night.
And I caught some of your postgame with Nick last night, and you talked about how important it is with this kind of stretch to end the week and into next week as well. In your opinion, how big is this stretch? I mean, going from Denison to Northport to Gilbert to close out the regular season.
Yeah, it's really important. You know, in the past, I try to stay away from the rankings, try to stay away from BBC Moore and social media and all that stuff. And I've taken a little different approach this year. We talked about it way more than what we usually have. I don't want it to be the elephant in the room. I want guys to know exactly where we're at and how important every game is. And, you know, we're trying to be in the top 8 of the rankings because I think that's really important. The state's kind of shown that if you're in the top 8, you'll be in separate districts and things like that. So I think our guys know what's online every single game, and we're going to have to be ready today. You know, Denison, you can look at their record and be like, yeah, you should be okay. But our guys aren't going to think like that. We're going to be ready to go. And then, obviously, with two conference games next week, North Polk, we did a good job against them the first time. That was a game where we were up 33-1, I think, to start. You know, they're way better than that, so they're going to be ready to play us at their place. So it'll be a tough game on the road. And then Gilbert was a three-point game, and luckily we get them at home. But, you know, same way. I think they think that we stole one at their place, so they're going to be ready to go as well. You know, and then Harlan the following week, and then it's district time. So it's always one game at a time. I don't want guys to look ahead. We're trying to win the game. That's next on our schedule, and that's definitely Denison today. But we're definitely talking about, you know, we got to compete till the end and keep getting better, get us ready for districts.
Final question here with Denison today. What are you hoping to do with this game? What do you feel like you guys need to do to pick up a win?
You know, we've been really good sharing the basketball recently. You know, two games in a row, I think we're up 40-25 after the first half. And that's really good defense. That's really good offense as well, you know, sharing the basketball. So we just got to be more consistent. You know, obviously we want to continue to do things like that. I mean, we've shown stretches. But the goal is to be able to do it for four quarters. So hopefully we'll be fundamentally sound on the defensive end and get some stops. We can get out and run and then be efficient in transition and run our stuff and execute our stuff. And then just, you know, again, every practice, every game, you're trying to be a little bit better. And every possession is important on both ends of the floor. And, you know, like last night, you find out against good teams, like, you lose focus for one or two possessions, that goes from a 3 or 4 point game to about a 10 point game, especially against a team like Ballard. So we're trying to value the ball each possession, try to get good looks and share the basketball. And our guys have done a really good job of that the last few games. We're hoping that we can continue to do that down the stretch.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time here this morning. We wish you the best of luck coming up with Denison tonight.
Mason, appreciate all the coverage. Thanks.
It was head coach Randy Beeson of the Carroll Tigers joining us here on this Saturday morning coaches show.
A highlight home for Mid-Hour Real Estate team, 1816 North Main Street. Beautiful all-brick home with exceptional character, storage, and living space. This home features all new windows in 2025. Enjoy outdoor living on the back patio with a new gazebo and privacy fence. Inside the home is loaded with charm, featuring hardwood floors throughout, two fireplaces, and granite countertops. All of this at 1816 North Main Street with a list price of $425,000. This is Brandon Snyder with another quality offering for Mid-Iowa Real Estate Team. Take your tour at midiowateam.com.
We're back again here on this Saturday morning on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Joining me now here on KCIM, going to be the Knights boys basketball coach, Mr. Sean Minahan. Coach, as always, congratulations on the week, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
So let's flash back to this past Monday. I mean, that's probably the story that a lot of people have seen throughout the week, that you guys pick up a huge 85-79 win over Storm Lake in that game. I know I had caught up with you after the game and watched it, but for the people not in attendance, what was that game like and what was the atmosphere like there?
I would say the atmosphere was like a 3-8 level, you know, sub-state game. You know, everyone's, you know, playing, trying to prove themselves from a team standpoint. Both teams had just jumped up to number one that day. I think both teams showed out trying to, you know, really prove that. And I think both teams honestly really did show why they had earned that number one seed or number one ranking.
And then for you guys as well, to be able to prove that you can play with some of the best teams in the state, how big is that this late into the season?
I mean, it's huge. I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, team people see that we score a lot of points, and they're always just like, well, there's, you know, they live and die by the three. And I think, you know, more than that, we're definitely more than that. I mean, we average 40 points per game in the paint. And, you know, what I think a lot of people don't realize is that our defense creates a lot of points from turnovers and getting out and running in transition. And we really, they did a great job of taking care of the basketball. I mean, they're a number one team for a reason. They faced, you know, their conference might not be the most high level, but they've really challenged themselves with some really high level non-conference games. So they were battle tested. They went out and beat one of the top teams in the state of Nebraska in their biggest class just a couple weeks ago. So the fact that we're able to go against a team like that, I think defensively, yes, they scored 79 points. you know, we got to do a better job from a rebounding standpoint. But, you know, Caden Coon was nominated for the McDonald's All-American game, or at least as a nomination, I think, or something like that, just, you know, over the weekend. So extremely high-level player. He's going to go out there and make plays. But our guys really proved that we got high-level players on our team too.
You talk about that point, and that was kind of the next point I wanted to get at there is, you know, you guys got some high-level players, but you have the chance to play against some high-level players as well. How big of a moment was that as well to play against a high-level player and play in an environment like that before you get to the postseason?
I think it proved that we can, you know, score points against a good defense. When we're not relying on transition, I thought our execution in the half court was fantastic. We moved really well without the basketball. We set good screens. Ryan was phenomenal playing, you know, out of the high post, low post, and then, you know, stepped outside and knocked down a couple threes for us. Dylan was great with the ball. You know, Griffin had some runs there where he really took over. Jack was clutch, knocking down big threes and getting those going. You know, Teddy and Tanner played their roles tremendously as well. It was a lot of fun, and I think from a confidence standpoint, showing. I think a lot of people, you know, really question how good we could be once everyone learned Brock was out, but I think our guys really proved we're still one to be reckoned with.
Shenandoah last night, you guys had senior night, kind of a nice night to wrap up the week there. With the senior group that plays for you right now, talk to me about those guys and what they mean to this program.
You start with the guys like Ryan and Jack, who, you know, have been starters for us the last two seasons. We've really counted on, you know, Ryan's really up the level of our team, you know, given us our post presence. Jack's just a tremendous leader, and his game's really evolved from, you know, where he was as a tiny little freshman to now he's all 6'2". He's probably 200 pounds, you know, crazy strong. Just the way he's changed as a basketball player the last few years is pretty crazy. And just his leadership skills, he's really, really shown to, you know, want to lead the group, and the guys look up to him and respect him. You know, Tanner's really developed this year. Didn't suit varsity for us last year, but he's suiting this year, and he's our first guy in off the bench. Really understands, like, hey, he wants to lean into a role. He's going to rebound. He'll knock down your occasional open shot, but he's not really out there for himself. But he's just looking to compete. He just wants to compete and play hard all times. Jordan's been, you know, a really good shooter for us this year. You know, in games when he gets those consistent opportunities against teams that'll create those looks, you know, he can really step in there and fill in the bucket. And then you got Landon Potterbaum, who unfortunately missed last night. He's been battling the flu all week. He tried to make it in the morning, and he just couldn't get it, so he went home. But then we had Griffin Bauer, who got the start last night, and it was fun to watch him go out there and, you know, get some really valuable minutes early in the game. And, you know, he did a nice job for us. He's just a great kid. He's been part of our leadership group for all 4 years of his high school career. And despite not playing a big role, you know, he still really cares about this team.
Sean, you guys are able to pick up a win last night as well at home to keep your winning streak alive here. That game itself, talk to me about kind of the ups and downs that you guys faced during it.
Excuse me. You know, it's just a slow start. I gave Jack a hard time because he wanted to switch out the basketball before the game. And I'm like, you realize that was the ball that we used against Redview where we made 11 threes in the first half, right? And he's just like, yeah. And he's like, it's slick. I like this one better. And I told him next time maybe we should just stick with the other ball, just give him a hard time. But, you know, I think we shot, forced a lot of shots on the outside. And we were settling. Our movement was not where it needed to be from an offensive standpoint. Defensively, our energy was down. I think it's partly because we've been battling the flu all week, so we've got several guys that are just, you know, maybe not at the top of their game last night. But it's one of those games where it was very slow building. Our guys really took over in the third quarter. We stretched out to a 30-point lead. which the nice thing about that is it was able for us to go back to the seniors. And, you know, Jordan's been sick the last couple of days, so we wanted to give him more minutes, but, you know, he's just doing his best to battle out there. And we were able to get him some extra minutes in the fourth quarter, and then got Griffin back in there. And so they were able to finish out that game. But it ended up getting down there a little bit closer at the end than our 30-point lead we had it. But it's just one of those games where it's nice to have that be done. Hopefully we get our bad shooting game out of the way, and we can get things cleared up and ready to roll on Tuesday.
Sean, you talk about Tuesday. You guys get the chance to go down to the Casey Center and play an environment that, you know, at the end of the season you want to be playing in as well there. And you also get the chance to play for a conference title. How big of a moment is Tuesday for you guys?
You know, at the end of last year, we wanted to, we were disappointed and not be able to make it down there. And I don't know if it was just the environment of being at Drake or whatever, it just threw us off of our game. So I wanted to get, you know, one more game in a bigger venue and a bigger setting with a different backdrop in before postseason play, and also give our guys a taste of why we're really competing down this, you know, down the stretch and where we're trying to get back to. So just want to give them a little taste of something like that to help remind them what our goal is. And then St. Albert's playing really good basketball. They've just got the one conference loss early in the year to Lewis Central. But they're really improving. You know, they're a young team. They got several sophomores that play a key role. They got a couple seniors that are, you know, really step up for them from a leadership standpoint. So they're really going to challenge us. They challenged us at their place last year to close it out. And they're going to do the same thing again. So we just got to show up, take care of business, and make sure we're ready to do what needs to be done, which is just play good team basketball.
Well, Sean, I tell you what, congratulations on the big week you guys have had. I know you'll keep it up coming up next week, but thank you for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mason.
That was head coach Sean Mahan of the Kuemper Knights as we keep things rolling along here on this Saturday morning.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Back on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, Katie Cook joining us here from the Carroll Tigers. As always, Coach, we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So last night you guys took on Ballard, and if you look at the score, I mean, obviously not a very pretty one for you guys there, but talk to me about, you know, some of the girls that got some reps that don't normally play some different positions and kind of how you felt like they did.
You know, I was really proud of Sadie Kelly. She came off the bench and led us with 7 points. She got to show off some of her athleticism, she was a real spark for us when we needed it.
For you guys as well, I mean, with the regional pairings coming out here recently, you guys are going to be hosting one against Humboldt next week there. Was that something that was shocking to you at all?
I really didn't know what to expect being new to 3A. There was some chatter about us going to Forest City beforehand if we get past Humboldt. We're in like a 4 games in 5 days situation. So I'm scrambling to get some time to look into Jew Humboldt with that being about a week away here.
And I got to ask you about the next one coming up. I mean, tonight's game or last night's game you guys played, you're going to be playing one today here about 4 p.m. Talk to me about Dennison. Have you had much time to look at him, or is it kind of just, you know, with everything going on, kind of gather all of your thoughts and then go into it?
Yeah, I had a little time to get ready for Dennison. We're just trying to get some basic boxes checked, like what kind of defense to expect, what kind of press breaks that we need to try to look at. It's just basic things.
For you guys as well here against Dennison, what are you hoping to do in that game?
Well, I've got to see in a little bit here, we got to kind of figure out how healthy everybody is and physically and otherwise. There's a lot of flu going around. So we've got to see what we're working with and figure out our lineups and things like that.
After that as well, Gilbert, North Polk, to kind of close out the season. With the rest of the season here, what are you hoping the girls improve on and take into the postseason?
We just, you know, just continuing to look to score. We need five scorers out there at any given time, and everybody be a threat. And so, you know, in a game like last night where we're without Allie and Chloe, who are our primary scorers, that, you know, didn't leave them much choice but to kind of get to practice that and figure it out. So that's one positive we can shine on it.
How do you kind of get that point across? Is it just talking about it, bringing it up, or how do you get it to say, you know, guys, you got to go out there and you got to be the primary scorers if Allie and Chloe are not scoring?
Yeah, I mean, it's basketball. If you don't score more points, you're not going to win. So, I mean, we are always trying to get everybody to make sure they're looking to score.
With Gilbert, North Polk, and Denison, you know, you guys have kind of suffered a couple of losses in a row here. How do you turn that thing around coming into postseason time?
Keep working. We just we take a look at film, we reassess and see what we need to patch up next, and we just keep working.
With that as well, I mean, what do you think, without Chloe and Allie, where is everyone going to kind of fit into the system?
Oh, gosh, I think Analia Ayala played about every spot we have last night. She was really flexible. She was a great leader for us throughout a really tough game, probably the toughest game we've had all season. So, you know, just with somebody like that who's pretty flexible, she can play inside, outside. Someone like Bella Lou who can play inside, outside. We've got multiple people with speed and ball-handling ability. We can figure it out. It's just the fact that we haven't done it a ton, so the comfort level isn't there.
You talk about that leadership level with Analia there. I know that Chloe and Allie both show the leadership, but to have another girl that's a junior that'll come back for you to have leadership like that, how does that feel as a coach?
Well, you know, it's exactly what we need. She's really good in tough situations, handling pressure, keeping her cool. So really happy she's a junior.
Final question here for you. With Denison tomorrow night, what are you hoping to get done?
You know, we're just looking at winning a ball game. We're in a slump. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're just struggling. So we're just going to try to put together a win, honestly. We like to be tough defensively. And then, like I mentioned earlier, we just need more scores. We need people attacking the basket and letting the three fly.
Well, Katie, I tell you what, congratulations with the season, getting into the regionals as well, but thank you for joining us.
All right, thanks, Mason.
Hi, this is Dr. Rick Godding. Join me here on KCIM at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, where I talk about orthopedics and whatever else really comes to mind. We have a good time on the show, and we would like to invite you to join us.
Listen this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. right here on KCIM for the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Rick Godding. For more information about St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or call 794-5536.
Welcome back to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on this Saturday on 1380 AM 95.1 FM KCIM. Mason Nealon here. Going to be joining me, Justin Yetmar, the Kemper girls basketball coach. Justin, congratulations on the win yesterday, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Mason. Girls played hard, found a way, and held on late. So, good night.
So for you guys, kind of over the last week since we talked here, I mean, not much for you. The Shenandoah game tonight, a 44-36 victory tonight. That's a team that's right there with you guys within that top four, a 14-6 program going into the night. What did Shenandoah look like tonight, and what'd they throw at you?
Yeah, they got two really good guards. One of their guards is probably the leading scorer in the conference, or right up there. She's really tough to guard, strong, can shoot it well. So, we had our hands full. They're a nice team. You know, and our girls, we were a little shorthanded last night. Some illnesses, so some others stepped up, and like I told the girls before the game, let's just keep finding ways, and, you know, they did that last night.
Coach, we kind of talked as well with some couple girls out for you guys here. Talk to me about what the other girls did, or maybe somebody off the bench that really stepped up for you.
Yeah. you know, Morgan Mashin, she started for us last night. And you know, she always draws the defensive assignment on, you know, the other team's best player, if you will. So she did a fantastic job. Mackenzie Yetmar came off the bench, gave us great minutes. She hit a huge three late. Caitlin Yetmar came in, gave us some really valuable minutes, had a couple rebounds late. You know, just did those little things that helped the team win. And that's what you need is, you know, girls just ready for their time. And, you know, we had that last night.
Coach, yeah, guys, got your regional assignment coming up next week as well. But before that, two final games to close out the season. On Monday, you guys host Creston there. This is a team that, you know, sitting about 500, but what do they bring to the table?
Yeah, they got, again, kind of a common theme is they got a really good guard. They're very experienced. I think they start five seniors. They've all played together since their freshman, sophomore year. You know, and they're winning games. They're winning a lot of close games lately. So they're going to be a tough matchup. You know, for us, we just keep taking the mentality of 0-0. You know, I keep saying this. I, you know, reference Coach Steinkamp kind of went with that mantra during football season, and we're just trying to adapt that. You know, we're not looking ahead. The pairings came out. It was kind of nice to just know where we're going and, you know, kind of get that behind us. But, you know, now we're 8-0 in conference and two really big games coming up. So that's where our attention is. It's one at a time, and it's just find a way each night to get better. And, you know, again, we have an experienced group. They're focused. You know, they have goals, and so it's easy to kind of keep them on that track.
I got to ask you about Tuesday. I know you said, you know, you wait one game at a time, but Tuesday, if you guys were to win a conference showdown for the actual conference title itself between you guys and St. Albert, what is the experience like to play at the KC Center in this big arena and for a state or a conference title as well?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we haven't gotten to experience it yet. So really cool experience, you know, these, and if it comes to that situation of, you know, kind of for the conference title, if you will, it's going to be fun. You know, obviously St. Albert, defending state champs, return about everybody. So we know they're really, really good. But like I say, for us, it's one at a time. You know, we're going to enjoy that experience. We're going to embrace that experience, but we have a big, big game Monday, and, you know, my job is to keep them focused on Monday and be ready to play.
Got to ask you, too. I mean, you look at some of the schedule for you guys. You hosted Newman Catholic back last Thursday, head to Lewis Central, but then for the final two games of this that are inside your guys' control of hosting or not, you host Shenandoah and you host Creston. What's it like to be able to play at home in front of your home crowd to kind of close out the regular season and transition into the postseason?
It's fun. It's you know, last night against Shenandoah, there was, you know, boys senior night, and there was the dance team. You know, they always draw a crowd. So full gym, you know, and I think people are seeing that, you know, we can be a pretty darn good basketball team. So, you know, these kids deserve that. They work really hard, you know, and obviously our boys are an excellent basketball team. And it's kind of fun to know we're, you know, kind of the appetizer, and, you know, our girls, they put on a good show. They, sometimes, not going to lie, it may stress me out at times, but they're fun. You know, we can shoot it pretty well. So yeah, it's fun. It's nice to be at home. We enjoy being at home, you know, versus those long bus rides. So all good things, and no place we'd rather be for those games.
With Creston, St. Albert, and then Red Oak with the postseason as well, what are you hoping that the girls take away from the final two regular season games and build on as it comes to postseason time?
Yeah, I think right now we're, for us, it's handling late game situations. We did a really good job at LC of doing that. And then, you know, against Shen, we kind of had some moments, you know, we could just handle some situations better. But that's okay. The girls know it. And, you know, other than that, we got to continue to get better in the half court. You know, we kind of struggled a little bit in the half court against their man. So we got to put a few tweaks in. You know, not having Kaylee Simons last night definitely hurts. You know, she can spread the floor. She's really quick, so she can get to the basket. You know, outside of that, it's keep refining, keep being hungry. You know, we did a really good job on the glass last night, which was really encouraging. We didn't do so well against LC, so the girls responded to that. So, like I say, just refining, keeping the girls having fun, just enjoying the ride.
Well, Justin, kind of final question here. A team like Red Oak that you've beaten all season, were you happy to see that draw as your opening round matchup?
Honestly, Mason, everybody's, you know, everybody starts 0-0. So there's kind of a rejuvenation of everybody. You know, we played them really early, like every team. They're just getting better. So for us, we're just going to lock in on Creston. And then after Creston, we'll dive into St. Albert. And then, like I say, then we'll dive in on Wednesday against Red Oak. You know, obviously it's nice to having played them before, but, you know, everybody's 0-0, and everybody's beatable on any given night. So we're kind of cliche answer, but we're just taking that 0-0 approach and, you know, seeing where it ends up.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations on the big win over Shenandoah. We wish you the best of luck coming up this next week as well.
Yeah, appreciate the time, Mason. Thank you.
That was Knights head coach Justin Yatmar. We're going to go ahead and step away while more of your coaches show coming up next.
At Mackey Motors, growth means opportunity. And right now, we're looking for 2 full-time ASC certified technicians to join our team. If you're ready for a shop that values your skills, you'll find it here. We offer competitive pay, paid time off, 401k, health and life insurance, and a positive professional work environment. If you're an ASC certified technician looking for stability, great benefits, and a room to grow, let's talk. Stop by Mackey Motors in Lake City for more information.
Together, let's drive. Mackey Motors in Lake City. Mackey Motors.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Mason Nealon here this morning. Joining me going to be Eric Noggle, the Carroll Boys wrestling coach. Eric, as always, we appreciate your time.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So you guys recently wrestled over at the Raccoon River Conference Tournament there. Plenty of teams that you guys have seen throughout the season. Talk to me about kind of some of the top finishers and how everything went for you over there.
We ended up 4th as a team. We had 4 champions. Carson Tedrow won at 120. Kieran Polking was champion at 190. Quentin Polking was champion at 215. And then Gavin Holt was champion at 285. So,
and I got to ask you, too, was that some of the outcomes that you were kind of hoping to see there, having those 4 champions?
Yeah. When you get seeded, you know, they were seeded number 1 in the tournament on their bracket side, so, you know, you're kind of hoping that's what's going to happen. But to get 4 champions, you know, 4 for 4, that's always a good day and kind of how we expected it. But, you know, how wrestling is, some things go your way and sometimes it doesn't.
I got to ask you, too, about the 2 Polking boys. I mean, talk to me about the season they're having as seniors, both of them well above 500. I mean, if you look at Kieran, 38-5, 40-1 for Quentin, those are 2 phenomenal wrestlers. And what do they bring to the table wrestling-wise for this team?
Yeah, those guys have been wrestling their entire life. They've been brought up through the Cardinals program, working with Dan Sumo and Steve Klucky, and they've been in the system for as long as I can remember. And J-Mo was in there, too, as much as I remember those guys running around. They bring a lot of experience. They also bring a little bit of confidence into the room, which helps a little bit, and they're really just kind of quiet guys that go about their business and go to work. Can be a little intimidating at times to people, but, you know, the kids react to that and do very, very well with their leadership and how they go about it. They're not really your rah-rah type of guys. They're just kind of the guys that put their head down and go to work and don't say too much and don't question too many things, and you can really push and drive them. And they're just kind of our leaders that everybody just kind of naturally gravitate towards and follow. And great kids in the classroom, great kids in the community, great kids around, and come from some great parents that have done a really good job with them. And I couldn't ask for better guys to help lead our team.
Coach, for you as well, I know you've known this senior group for a while. Talk to me about the senior group also as well, with both the Polking boys and the rest of the guys in there as well. What kind of wrestlers are they? What kind of people are they as well that you bring to your team?
They're all like their parents, which is awesome. So the parents did a really, really good job of raising them. They're all like their parents. So they have certain personalities about them, and they're not, like I said, they're not really rah-rah guys. They're just kind of a group of seniors that go about their business and go to work, and they like to have a good time and joke around a little bit and make it a little lighthearted, and then they know when it's time to get serious and when to go to work, and they kind of do a great job of balancing those things, and they really get along with each other, and I think they really get along with the younger kids, and, you know, they have pockets that they just kind of jump in, and, you know, when you got those seniors in there, you know, you got Carson Tedro, and you got Michael Rowetter, and the twins, and then you got Gavin, and then you got Trevin Weber in there. You know, when you got those guys, they're all just different personalities that can kind of blend with anybody. So it's a nice mixture of guys that can kind of relate with other guys on certain levels of different things. So they just do a great job, and I can't ask enough of them. And it's kind of a great class to go out with. They don't complain. They don't argue. Like I said, they just put their head down and go to work and don't really argue too much about the things we're doing. They really trust in the process of what we've done at Carroll, and they're just fine examples of people that you want to be and kids that you want to kind of raise up to be and leaders that you want in the community, and they're going to do great things when they graduate.
You guys next Saturday head over to Sergeant Bluff Luton for your guys' state qualifying meet there. I know we talked a little bit off the phone, but you've seen all but one team there. What do these teams kind of bring to the table? What are these teams going to try and throw at you guys on Saturday?
Well, a lot of them are going to have head-to-heads that they've already seen, and some guys have moved away, so it's some guys that we haven't seen, but we've seen them at tournaments and things like that. Sergeant Bluff is going to bring, you know, the history and tradition that they have, being state team qualifiers this year, team dual qualifiers, and they have for, heck, the last 5 years, I think they've been the state team duels and state tournament championships. So, you know, they got history, and Coach Codem does a great job with them, and they're going to battle you, and you know what you're going to get when you get Sergeant Bluff. You're going to be in for a fight, and you got to wrestle all 6 minutes, and that's what they give you. And Humboldt we've seen for the past how many years as well, and Coach Beckman, I think is his name, Beeman, he does a great job with his guys. They're just strict, downright tough kids, and they come at you, and everybody that we've seen in those teams that Green County and Kemper and OABCIG, Bishop Elon, they're all, when it comes to the state districts and, you know, that final little run that you got, you never know what you're going to get. You're going to get things that you think you've seen before, and then you're going to get things that guys have made adjustments on. So kind of the same way that we're going to do it. You just got to make adjustments in the middle of the match, and those mid-adjustments are going to be the things that get you to the next level or get you to the next side of the bracket or get you to the next match that you possibly got and putting yourself in the best possible position. So we just got to make mid-adjustment matches and keep ourselves in good positions and be in positions where we can score and chances of the matches getting away from us where we got to hit big moves and things like that, don't get too carried away. So we can just grind it out and work hard and wrestle the best of our ability. It should be all right. But, again, it's the district tournament. Anything can happen.
Coach, is the preparation any different from any other meet? Does it ramp up a little bit with it being state qualifying, or is it just like any other meet? You just prepare the same way and go out there on the mat?
I think you got to prepare it in the same way as you would any match. There's enough pressure with it. We try to not put as much pressure as it being the final one, but it's the inevitable, you know. It's seniors, this is the last chance that you may possibly ever wrestle again. Underclassmen, this might be the last chance that you wrestle till next year, so there's always that last chance and that ending. So you try not to add as much pressure as possible. You try to keep everything consistent and every match is consistent and your routines are consistent. And we haven't really ramped it up a lot. We're just kind of working on the things that we need to work on. Again, sharpening your tools in the toolbox and knowing where you're good and knowing where you kind of struggle a little bit and then kind of making those mid-matches adjustments and go from there. But, yeah, the intensity, you try not to put any more pressure on them than what they need. It's going to be hard enough that, you know, if you take it as one match at a time and prepare the same way all the time, nothing really changes. And you know how athletes are. You got to have routine. And if you change routine, sometimes bad things can happen. So we try to keep things as normal as possible. Maybe a little less. We don't really beat up on each other as much. We probably do a little less and a little more focusing on the drilling and positioning and doing those types of things.
How do you keep the guys calm and focused going into a meet like this? Because I know some of the senior guys look at it as, you know, this could be one of our last chances to put on the singlet once again, and some of the younger guys are looking at an opportunity ahead of them to go to one of the biggest stages.
Yeah. Again, we just take it as it's one match at a time, you know, and you can only control what you can control, and the only thing you can control is how you think you prepared and how you're mentally going to be for that match, and something's going to go wrong and something may go right, and it's just all those adjustments in there. So we kind of just prepare them in that situation of, you know, just relax, and it's one point at a time. It's 1 minute at a time. It's 1 second at a time. You start looking ahead and you start doing those things. You kind of get clouded a little bit and lose your traction of where you're at and in space and things like that. So, again, we just focus on where we're going to be good and where we know we can score. And then positions that we're not very good at or things that we've struggled a little bit, we just got to realize we can't get in those positions. And if we're in those positions, we got to get out of them as fast as possible and put ourselves in positions that we know we're good at. So, again, wrestling those scenarios and putting them in those situations and kind of different curveballs at them. You know, we throw a bunch of different curveballs at them sometimes, you know. Throw a bad call when they're in the middle of a match and things change and they're, you know, just that adjustment in there. But we just take it one match at a time, and that's all you can do. You can only control the things that you can control, and everything else is up in the air. But if you put yourself in the best possible positions, usually good things happen.
Coach, I tell you what, I didn't get to talk to you too much this season with Jeff handling a lot of the coaches' show interviews, but it's been a real pleasure talking to you here.
Well, I appreciate everything you guys do for us. And as always, go Tigers.
That was Eric Nagel. Join us on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We'll be back with more of our interviews coming up next.
At Champion Ford, they're expanding their team and currently seeking an experienced professional for sales and F&I manager positions. They believe success comes from providing an exceptional customer experience. You'll work alongside a talented, motivated team in a positive, professional environment. They offer competitive compensation, excellent benefits, and real opportunities for long-term career growth. Visit Champion Ford in Carroll or email your resume to Dustin at championofcarroll.com. Champion Ford, where everybody wins.
Time to wrap up the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Mason Nealand for helping out a lot with a lot of the interviews as I was down at State Wrestling the last couple of days, so he caught up with most of our coaches this week. But also thanks to our coaches, Joe Daniels with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team, Shane Vaughn with the Kemper Girls and Boys Wrestling Team, Randy Beeson with the Carroll Boys Basketball Team, Sean Minahan with the Kemper Boys Basketball Team, Katie Cook with the Carroll Girls Basketball Team, Justin Yetmar with the Kemper Girls Basketball Team, Eric Nagel as well with the Carroll Boys Wrestling Team. We'll talk with Deb Danner again coming up this Saturday. Now, in basketball and wrestling and boys swimming today, we do have some stuff going on. Of course, the Carroll Boys Swim Team is over at their districts today over in Ames. They'll get underway at noon. They should send several events down to the state meet. South Central Calhoun Boys Wrestling Team goes to the dual tournament at Eagle Grove starting at 10 this morning. And, of course, in basketball, Carroll hosting Denison Slashwick. Casey Miner's going to have the broadcast on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel, so you can watch and listen to that doubleheader, beginning with pregame coverage around 3:50 with the girls' game scheduled to tip off at 4 o'clock. Thanks for joining us again here for this Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.